But we're going to be ants this morning because we're going to learn about ants. Now, under your chairs, you'll find some seeds, because we all know that ants find seeds and then collect them. And if you'd wondered what this is, this rather excellent bit of artwork, this is an anthill. So what I want you to do, boys and girls, is to pick up as many seeds up from under the chairs as you can and bring them to the front here and stick them on the anthill, or just put them by the anthill and pick up an ant egg, otherwise known as a marshmallow. So come and stick them on here and then pick up a marshmallow. And if you want to go and get some more seeds, there's loads out there. Fantastic. See if you can go and get some more seeds. The seeds under loads of chairs are a bit few on the children this morning, so you've got lots of seeds to collect and you've got lots of marshmallows to eat. And if grown-ups, don't worry if you're not quite flexible enough to sort of, you know, you can find... Fantastic. And then once you've collected plenty of seeds, come and sit on the chairs at the front here, because we're going to learn more about ants. I think some have not yet quite had their fill of marshmallows. There's plenty of marshmallows. Take a couple, and then if you go and take a seat so that you can see this screen behind me, or up above me. That's brilliant. Well done. Fantastic seed collection and marshmallow eating. Great. Time to take a seat now. That's probably going to go the other way around. And that's fine. There we go. Okay. So what are we going to learn about ants? You see, Solomon says that the ant is wise because it knows that to work in the right way, it doesn't have to follow commands. It doesn't have to be told what to do. It already knows what to do. Do you see it there? It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer. It gathers its food at the harvest. In other words, it doesn't need to have a sergeant. There's the sergeant on the right there, telling it what to do. Forgive the poor humour this morning. Forgive me. So it doesn't need a sergeant to tell it what to do. It works at the right time from the inside. It works at the right time from the inside. Now, just on to the next slide. This reminds us of things that Jesus taught us, because Jesus said that his followers are to work from the inside, boys and girls. We are given a new heart if we're followers of Jesus. And he tells us to work from our heart, with all our heart, working for the Lord, working for him, not just for people who tell us what to do. And he's given us a spirit, his Holy Spirit, who lives inside us, so that when we're thinking, I don't really want to work from the inside at the right time, doing the right thing, we're reminded that we can, because Jesus lives inside us and can help us to work doing the right thing at the right time. So just as we close, boys and girls, what does that mean? On to the final slide. Now, are there some times when you know what you should do, but you're waiting for your mummy or daddy to tell you what to do? That's not wise. It's wise to do the right thing at the right time from the inside. It might be tidying our room, which we know is a good thing to do after we've completely trashed it and made it a complete mess. But we can. Or it might be the washing up. So we don't need to be told when to help mummy or daddy to do the washing up, because, well, we have Jesus living in us and he can change our hearts so we can do the right thing at the right time without even having to be told. No. Or maybe our schoolwork. Do you find it easy not to do the right thing at the right time? You have to be told by your mummy or daddy or by your teachers. It's wise to be able to do the right thing at the right time. And as we've been looking in Proverbs, that means we will be blessed. We will know God's grace in our lives as we're wise like the ant. Well, let's just pray, shall we? Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you can help us to be wise like the ant and work at the right time.